that Tumtum also is called a Ber Yehu, and therefore Vulay Kaddish, and has no Kedushas Bechor at all. Zachur Yisir, Chizdus Halach is a Machlekes Anoyim. According to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds not like him. He holds like that even a Tumtum is called a Ber Yehu. It's a new creature, it has its new Halacha. It's not a Zachur, not a Mekeva. So Rav says, Loi. It could be, I'll tell you, the Kuliyam, everybody holds, that Tumtum, the Ber Yehu Le Misafka, no. For sure, a Tumtum is not a new min by itself. That's no doubt over here. But Zohar Nekeva Udim Misafka, it's only a suffix whether a Tumtum is either a Zohar or a Nekeva. So I'll tell you, it's like this, though. That Matal Mum V'mokim Zachrus, if this Tumtum, the Pshat is, it's like a membrane, the skin is covering over its, like, air over there, you can't tell whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. But the Maitse, the Merak line, has to come out. So let's see, where is that hole there that the Merak line comes out? So it is, Matal Mum, if it lets out water, to Mokim Zachrus, the hole is by the Mokim where usually a Zohar would do it. So then, to Kuli Yamal Efligi, nobody argues, everybody agrees, to Zohar. Even though it's a Tumtum, it's covered up, but since we see it's letting out urine, the water, from the Mokim where regular Zohar does it, that's the proof that really there's a Zachrus behind, under the skin, and it's called the Vade Zohar. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes over here, I'll tell you, the Matol Mayim the Mokim Akevis, whereby the Hema, by this, is the difference. By a behemoth, then the nekevus is much further away. And therefore, if the mayim is coming out, then we're usually in a cave that's out the water. So here's the machlekes. The matu mayim b'makom nekevus. That mass of one old chashinon, we're still afraid maybe it's a zocher. It's a sofik kedusha. Why? We have to be afraid maybe shema nahapcho zachrusim nekevusai. Like since it's a modna behemoth anyway, it's a tumtum, it's covered up. We have to be afraid maybe, well that's Maskon, we'll soon see, that maybe it's a Zachrus got switched around to be B'mokim or usually in a caver has it. But really it's still a Zachar. Well, Maso, the other holds no, Loi Chashin, we're not afraid about this. And the Maisa right now is letting out the water B'mokim where in a caver would. So that's a proof to say it's in a caver. That's why he says it has no Kedushas at all. That's why your Bishim and Yudah said it has no Kedusha at all. So, the Mora says, Kiho dahoyre Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi, what Rabbi Loza, to Rabbi Loi once paskin, that the behemo mato mind the mokim the kevos chulin. That if it lets out water the mokim when a keva does, so that's proof that it's like a vanda in the keva, and therefore it's chulin means it has no kedushas bechor. So that's the machlokes over here. Yeah, Rashi the Gabi bechor we're talking about now. That has lochav in the keva. Samora says, Teya bo Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon asked the question. Rav Yechon was bothered over here that Mando lo echosh to Tanakama ulu Rav Yishmoel. Like, why aren't you afraid that a Tanakama and Rav Yishmoel? Like, who could this Shita be like? So Rashi says like this, Teya bo Rav Yechon. Pa'achar rod Rav Loi. That's what Rav Loi paskin. That if the mayim comes out, the mokum ayushi in the keva lets it out, that's the proof that's really in the keva. So he said, the chur, that's not by the Tanakama, and not like Rabbi Shmuel, or he says, the mastisa from Al Mishnah, the yomer that they say over there, tumtum ain't a nishchat, that if you have a behemoth a tumtum, you can't shecht it, leibemitish, like you can't bring it for carbon, it's called a mum, leibemedina, like it's a tatsabachor, you can't shecht it outside either. Mishum the sveiku, it's a suffix whether it's a zohar in a keva. If so, Salo should be. To Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel loy polig ela bi andrugnis the nas and the kaver shaloi charitz. That's what makes it a mum over there. But over here, where there's no mum, he holds that's our Mishnah says it's not like this, not like that. Since so, if you're telling me now over here, where it lets out the water, b'mokim in the kaver, there's vader in the kaver, so how could our Mishnah say? Loib Medina, like why not? There should be a vadai. It should be a vadai in a keva. Samura says, "V'leib Rav Yechon, why Rav Yechon say nami that mandal echosh rabbonim basroi? One was afraid about who does know from rabbonim basroi? The Yomer of Chizda, because Rav Chizda says like this, that machlokes beyond drugness." Where's the machloikis? Only by Nedrugnis. That's the machloikis. whether it's called a min b'fnei yatsma or not. Abu b'tumtum, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Chizkiya said before, but by a tumtum, where the simonim are closed over, are covered up with skin, everybody agrees, sveika, it's a sveika heavy. So it's not like the Rabbon and Basroi. Rashi said, the svila of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbon and Basroi, a tumtum nami yomri, the barrier, it's also called the barrier. So it's mostly like this. Rabbi Yochanan loy svila like the Rabbi Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Chizkiya. Because if he doesn't know like Rav Chizda, then he should have said he owns like Rav Bona Basroi. Let him say that clearly. Maybe Rav Loi does not hold like Rav Chizda, and Rav Loi holds like Rav Bona Basroi, that even a tumtum is called a minbayak by itself. So what was Rav Yechon bothered by? This is what he meant to say. That's what he meant to say. Man shover tray v'yover kechad. Like, who is this Tana, Rabbi Loi, that leaves over the psak of two of them, that they hold what? It's a suffix, and he holds like one kechad, like Rabbonim Basroi. The Mar says, though, really, but Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Loi, commands v'lei, who does he hold like? He holds like, he holds Yomar Shlaka, like what Shlaka said, that le'omru tumtim suffix. When do we say the klal always in Chazal, that a tumtim, where the Mokam Erev is covered up, that's a suffix, we don't know whether it's a Zohar and a Kevam, that's only the Yodim. We only said that by a man. Hoyel v'zachrus and a Kevus of a Mokam Echad. That an Isha and a man, there's not that much of a difference where the Mokam, like Mayim, comes out. It's pretty close together. Avo, so therefore, where the Mokam is covered up and we can't tell whether this person is a man or an Isha, that's like a good suffix. We don't know, you can't tell where the water comes out from. It's pretty close together, the place where by a man and by an isha. Avol behema, but by a behema, there's a big difference. So matom mayim b'makim zachrus. If the water comes out, we usually a zocher lets it out from. So that's a zocher. That's a vadi zocher. But matom mayim b'makim kevah, so lets out the water. But makim usually in a kevah does. Mashma by a behema, there's a big difference between the two places. They're far away. So then the kevah. So by behavior, that fact is a simon to say it's a vada nekeva. So the chlam is that we always say tumtum is a sofik. That's only by an ish, by a man. But by behavior, it depends where the mayim comes out from. At the bottom place says the yarmu tumtum sofik of yodom kereshim ben yuda the svirlei men v'la believe now it's not according to everybody. Kamar tefshita l'tanakam the masbisin the sveiku because the tanakam of our mishnah sure holds it's a sofik. Therefore, he says the Enshechtin lay the mikdash for the Medina. It's not everybody that's saying this svara. It's only Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. And this the Gemara says, "Mask of Lora Vayishia, the leichus shemen ahapcha zachrusel in the kevus." Like yes, even if say the mayim comes out, but Mokmur in the keva does. But why don't we say the svara that we had before? Why are we afraid that maybe the zachrus changed in the place where usually the keva lets out? So even though the hole where the mayim is coming out is the mokum where the kevah usually lets out, but maybe really the mayim is really a zachar. So only he said back to him, what kind of question is this? The guru command to Rabbi Meir. Yes, in this question, the guru only according to Rabbi Meir sheet do we know Rabbi Meir is chayish lemutai. It's a meat to be choshed maybe the zacharus was changed around to the mokum the kevahs. Usually it doesn't happen. So who are you asking the question according to Rabbi Meir? The chayish lemutai? Samara says could be no. That Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Yarmut Tavar, they both say like this, no. That Afilu Temer Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin Shita, that usually they're not Chayshin Lemutai, you only Chayshit for a Raiv, not for Meat. But I tell you, over here it's different by this Behema. Hoyov Yishtani Yishtani, since the Behema changed, like from its Mokum, it changed from its Zachrus, it became a Tumtum, like a regular Behema is not a Tumtum. This behemah became a tumtum. So since it changed anyway, that it's covered up, it could be that its makam zachrus changed to the makam of an akevus. That's why here there's a suffix. Ishtani, ishtani, isayir. The istayarmi, some say, ishtani, the istayam Allah ishtani. And some say, yes, it did change, and therefore it's a suffix, maybe it's still a zachar, and some say, no, we say it did not change, and therefore we consider it like an ish, or like a zachar. Nothing more says, Lema, let's really say that ishtani v'lo ishtani tanoi. If we're afraid, again, with this behema, lets out the mayim, the hole where the water comes out from Mokum, really in the cave it comes out. So are we a suffix to say maybe it's really a zocher and it changed the zachus, changed the nut? That's not like a tanoi, maybe. Why? The Tanya went like this. Tumtum shekiddish. So even by a man we're talking about right now. Yeah. Rashi says what? Leimi ermin hoyvish tani yolermin tanoi hi. Yeah, it's not like a tanoi. Well, it says like this. The Tanya. Tumtum shekiddish. You have a person that's a tumtum. His simonim are covered up. We don't know whether it's an ish or an isha. Shekiddish, let's say he played the role as a man and he married a lady. So, lechumra, we have to be afraid that kedushin is kedushin. Like maybe he is an ish and the kedushin should be chal, should need a get. What's going to be niskadish? Let's say this person played the role as a lady and she received the kedushin. Also, kedushin. You have to be afraid, maybe the kedushin is chal. Because we have a suffix, this tumtum, whether it's an ish or it's a zachra. So both ways you have to go to Chumrah. Now, v'cholitz, v'cholitz and lishtoi, he could give chalitza min ha-safik, Rashi v'cholitz, l'chumrah. Shemein shom achaz, nobody else, elohu, a boy yivim to chalitza. You have to make chalitza. With a safik, maybe it's an ish. And v'cholitz and lishtoi, the same thing, you have to give chalitza to his wife. Or miyav mu lishtoi, they could be miyav and his wife also. For the same thing, it's a safik, maybe he's a zachar. So if it's a zohar, then his wife had a mitzvah yibum, so the brothers could marry, could be miyabnah. And the tzaddik say he was in the cave, though, then the kedusha was not chal at all, so there's no pashas yibum anyway. That's one braisa. For Tani, another braisa says, Eishes tumtum, the wife of a tumtum, choletzes, we can give her chalitza. When he dies, that the tzaddik maybe was the man, and the kedusha was chal, and had no kids, the mitzvah chalitza. Bavlemis yabemis. But the other brother cannot be miyab mho. So why not? Saru, because we thought to say the kuli yam no krev akiva. Everybody holds the krev akiva. The yom krev akiva holds soris chama. A person that's born a soris, a person that's born that he can't have children, is so loy chelis vloy miyabim. There's no mitzvah chalitza, and there's no mitzvah yibim by him. His wife has no din chalitza, has no din yibim. If so my love was not like a Soviet, the Kurbok and the Flagi. The man, the Yoma Chalitz for Cholson Lishtoi, says yes, that the wife of this Tumtum, there's a mitzvah Chalitz or Yibn to do with her, or Miyav Mesishtoi, Lermin, I do not say, Hail Vishtani Ishtani, I do not say, since she changed, she changed. Meaning to say, even though it's a Tumtum right now, but it's possible to say maybe he could have kids, just the fact his body was changed to be a Tumtum, that doesn't tell us clearly he's born a Soros. So it's not for sure, since that changed, this also changed. Yeah. Yoman diyama choletzes v'loy mesiyabim. No one says, no, it's only chalitza, not yibum. I mean, he'll say, hoyel v'yishtani yishtani. That since the body changed, there's a good sign to say, he's a soros chamo. And therefore there's no parsha of Yibam altogether. So who you see, it's a machlekas in this svara, that when the body changed, even though we're talking about by a behema, but the similar machlekas here by Nodim also, if the body of the Yodim changed, then it became a tumtim, or do we say also, maybe he's a soros chama, he can't have kids also or not? So Mar says, no, could be a thought of machlekas, v'eloi. Could be the kuliyam, everybody agrees, I mean, that we say, hoyel v'yishtani, yishtani, yes. Since the body changed this much, we have a good doubt, maybe it changed even more. So what's the machlekes? So we are tell you, ho Reb Lezer, ho Reb Akiva. It's a machlekes Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, whether a Saras Chamo is in the mitzvah Yibam or not. Maybe that's the machlekes over here. The Rashi says, O Loi, the Kuliyam Marin and Shem Yishtani, O Mesavkin and Lei Besaras Chamo. Why do we say the Misyabemis? That's Reb Lezer, Dilma Perakorom, Eishes Soros Chama Mesiyabemis. Even though the husband was a Soros Chama, he couldn't have any children, still, if he dies, there's a Mrs. Yibum. So, that's the Machlekes over here. Do you hold up Reb Lezer, Lord Reb Akiva? The other one says, the man Tana, who's this Tana, Alibu the Reb Akiva? Who's the Tana that goes according to Reb Akiva? Those are the Soros Chama, Takas Posel. Let me, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hovadai Soros Meshavilei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Vadai, or Tumtum is a Vadai, or Shinui. Rashi, Soros Vadai Meshavilei le Tumtum, Fiafilu Chalitzi, Shinatav Chalitzerida. Dor Rabbi Kiva, Vieshis Soros Chamale, Boichli, Shinatav Chalitzerida. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a Vadai, he's a Soros Chamo. She shouldn't be Chalitzerida. There's none we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Tumtum, a person that was a Tumtum, first was covered up over there. Then Shenikra, the skin was cut open. Venimsa Zohar, we found out that he's a Zohar. Sareza lo Yechlet, Tishno, there's no Mrs. Chalitza to his wife. Vivneshu Kisaris, because he's considered Vada like a Saras Chama, like for sure he can never have any children. And therefore there's no Mrs. Chalitza on his wife. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a Vada, it's not even a Suffolk. So there shouldn't be Chalitza either then. There's no Yibim, there's no Chalitza. Elad must be according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudhi. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudhi Weimer. Tumtum, if the man's a Tumtum, Leicholitz, we don't make Chalitza to his wife. Why? Because Shema Yikro V'yimtza Soros Chama. Maybe later this Tumtum will split open over the other Makam. We'll find out that he's a Zohar and he's a Soros Chama. And therefore, you don't give Chalitza. So that's the question, Otu, do you think, Kol de Nikri Zokah Mishtakach, Lechevel le Mishtakach? Like, what are you saying? You'll open it, you'll cut open there, and you find him to be a Zohar. It's a Suffolk though, a Tumtum. Maybe you find him to be in a Keva. So it should have seemed to say that Shema Kamar, it means like this, just maybe. Shema Yikra, maybe they'll cut open the Mokum there, be Yimtz in the Keva. And therefore, Pshita is no Mitzvah Yibmo Chalitza Chal. Because if he's a lady, so he didn't get married. He can't marry another lady. Inami, if you want to tell me what Zohar Nami, that maybe will open up the finds to be a Zohar, and Zohar Nami, Shema Yimtza Saras Chama. Maybe you'll find to be a Saras Chama. That's why you don't give Chalitza. That's why you don't give Chalitza. It's a Suffolk. So Morris says, my b'nei, what's the difference? Rashi says, Ben Reb Yud Reb Yosi, Betumtum Shemes Ochiv, or Betavai Leyechot, they both agree you don't make Chalitza. So what should be the nafkamina between them? So Morris says, Lifso b'mokam achim. Let's say they do make Chalitza. Does it pass so b'mokam their other brothers there? Rashi says, Im yesh ima